This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here if you want. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Or jump into the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. That's actually where we're going next. You will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
To the phones, to the phone. Coming up, though, a Texas goon, Texas cop, maybe more than one of them, confiscated a political sign. And, Daryl, you are kind of a political expert. You do a lot of campaigning. You do a lot of work with the Libertarian Party. I imagine you know a thing or two about free speech and political signage. So we're going to get into that because it's pretty outrageous, I think, what happened here. First, though, Gene the Christian Anarchist is with us on our Discord on-air call-in line. Go ahead, Gene.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
I want to talk about lies.
Okay.
Talk about lies tonight because, you know, men lie, women lie, and guess what? Children lie.
Yeah. So especially if they're politicians.
Yeah. Well, these
and
girls are not
very true.
And young girls lie about sexual allegations. Here
oh, okay. Now what's going on?
This is in Philadelphia, and it's the link. The website is triblive.com. I guess it's the Tribune or something in Philadelphia. Anyway.
That's actually Pittsburgh. Tribune.
PA, yeah.
Yeah, they stopped doing the print version of that and went all digital a few years ago.
And now, actually, the Post-Gazette, their competitor, is cutting its production schedule down to 5 per week.
Oh, right. I remember you telling me recently that Pittsburgh's now the largest city without a daily newspaper.
Yeah, we can get into that. But go ahead, Gene, with your story.
So here's the story. This is teenage girls, 5 of them. Made up sexual assault charges against a boy, girl. Yep, and this one girl said after she recanted and told the truth later on, she just said that she did it because I just don't like him. I don't to hear him talk. I don't like to look at him. So she made up these sexual assault charges, and then her and 4 other girls got together and made up additional charges against him.
So no punishment for them, though, right?
Well, I don't think so. Well, they're being sued right now.
Oh, sued.
There's a lawsuit. So the boy's parents are suing the girls that were involved. Hmm. But this kid went to juvie. He got arrested.
Wow.
He got charged with indecent assault, criminal trespass, and simple assault.
So they claim this guy raped them?
It's sexual assault. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the exact details are. But at any rate, the only reason this kid is not sitting in prison right now is because a couple of the girls finally recanted their story and said, no, we just made the whole thing up. So how many other cases like this where teenage girls, just because they don't like somebody, make up a story and the guy goes to prison and that's the end of it? You never hear anything else about it.
It's not exclusive to teenage girls, I don't think. I think this is just a problem that have
anybody
in general. Yeah.
Yeah,
but will girls be believed greater than the boys?
Because today you're not supposed to say that young girls are lying about sexual assault. I mean, that is one of the worst crimes you can commit today.
That's true.
Is to even assume that a young girl is making up a charge. Here, 5 of them got together and conspired. And the only reason that it came out was because one of them came true. Well, what if it's only one girl? And she does this, and she never comes out and says the truth. It's his word against hers, and away he goes to prison.
There's supposed to be evidence, and there's never any evidence, collaborating evidence.
There is never evidence.
And that's the scary thing about, you know, sexual assault accusations, because how are you supposed to defend yourself?
Sexual assault, because they don't even have DNA, you know. They
right.
Say, oh, he touched me here. He touched me there. He tried to kiss me, you know, whatever. And
no wonder people are having, you know, young people aren't having as much sex. I mean, it sounds like it's fraught with peril beyond just the STD risks and the pregnancy risks.
I'm glad I am not a teenager in today's environment. I'll tell you that. It would just be horrible to be young and to be shackled by the kinds of social pressures that the kids have today. It's just, I think it's horrendous.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that story, Gene. Anything else you want to comment on?
Everybody lies. Everybody lies, including young girls. So people that don't think they lie, they need to wake up. And obviously they've never been a parent if they think that young girls don't lie. Because if any parent knows, that's not true.
It's probably the worst. Gene, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Since we mentioned Pittsburgh, this one's been sitting in my show prep for a few weeks now. It's like one of those stories that's not really top of mind, not really the most important, but I thought it was an interesting detail.
Yeah.
That Pittsburgh, according to TheHill.com, and this was published the 27th of August, so it's about a month old, Pittsburgh will hold the distinction of being the largest city in the United States, and I imagine it's top 50. I mean, Pittsburgh's not a small
city. It's probably top 20.
Yeah, maybe. Without a daily print newspaper, after the city's Post-Gazette informed readers, it will cut its production schedule from 7 days a week to 5, beginning this weekend. The Post-Gazette, which launched 232 years ago and is one of the oldest newspapers in the country, had originally indicated in June the cutback would eventually be happening, while noting the digital edition of the paper will continue. Quote, it's the year 2018, and with the way people review and expect to review information and news, we think we're doing the right thing. Keith Wachowski, Vice President of Legal and Government Affairs for Block Communications Incorporated, the company based in Ohio that owns the Post-Gazette, said on June 27th to TribLive.com, which is also based in Pittsburgh, sounds like their competitor, quote, we will be publishing a digital newspaper 7 days a week, and frankly, we reach more people via online than through the print publication.
Right,
and I bet that's
a
true statement in a lot of papers.
Yeah. I remember when you told me that the Post-Gazette was stopping 7 days
right.
And Pittsburgh was not going to have a daily, I said, what about the Tribune? And you said, apparently they've been all digital for several years.
Yeah.
And I actually found the rankings of cities based on 2017 population estimates.
Okay.
And Pittsburgh is smaller than I thought.
Okay.
Pittsburgh proper has 302,000 people, 65th largest city.
Oh, wow, not even top 50.
Right. Now, they do have a very sizable metro.
Yeah.
But the city of Pittsburgh itself is very tiny.
I see. Well, it still may be, you know, the canary in the mine. It may be a harbinger of things to come for the larger markets, which do still have daily papers. Because Pittsburgh isn't the first, or this paper in particular, the Post-Gazette, isn't the first paper to cut back their print schedule. I mean, obviously we've seen papers go completely digital, but the
like
sort of
the Trib.
Right. But the midpoint is to go from, we've seen some go from 7 days to three.
Right.
So, you know, you get like Tuesday, Thursday, and then a weekend edition or something like that.
Right.
You know, that way it's still, I mean, what's the difference if the news is out of date by 2 days or 1 day? I mean, it's still out of date. You know, yesterday's news today is the sort of the byline for newspapers. And the union that represents the 150 Post-Gazette employees in the newsroom, the Guild of Pittsburgh, quickly lashed out at the news in a tweet, calling the cutback, quote, an insane, misguided plan and the beginning of the end. Well, it's definitely the beginning of the end, but I don't know if it's insane or misguided.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an old business that is 232 years old, that's trying to stay relevant.
Right.
And they're acknowledging, hey, we don't reach as many people with this old pulp print publication as we do with this website. The website costs us way less.
Yeah.
Yep. To, you know, update. You don't have the printing costs at all. And people are coming to them for the news. You know, you don't even have to deliver the thing to
your
customer.
You don't have to replace ink on a website.
Right.
No manufacturing, no distribution costs, so very little anyway.
So here's the quote from Michael A. Fuoco from the union. I am so sad. This inane, misguided plan is the beginning of the end for the Pittsburgh PG. Alan Bock cares nothing for Pittsburgh, its people, its newspaper of 232 years. All he cares about is dollar signs, which is what this is all about.
Go Steelers.
Dumping jobs.
Dollar signs.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I mean, what does he want this paper to do? Run itself completely into the ground and have everyone lose their jobs? Because that's
the
other option.
An anarcho-syndicalist something.
Oh, have the union seize the means of production? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about saveitpurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using saveitpurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. Saveitpurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about media. Now, I didn't intend to get into this topic tonight, but things come up on Free Talk Live, and we kind of go with it. we roll with it here, talking about the cutbacks at a Pittsburgh newspaper. Pittsburgh now the largest city, according to TheHill.com, in the United States, the 65th largest market.
Yes.
According to the numbers you checked on, Daryl. That does not have a daily newspaper anymore.
Well, not largest market. It was 65th largest city based purely on population. This was not taking into consideration what the market size is.
I see. Okay. Well, it would be interesting. Maybe we should check Arbitron or Nielsen's list. That might give us a better.
I'll pull that up as well.
So for those that don't know, Arbitron was the radio ratings company. They got gobbled up by the Nielsen ratings company, which was the TV ratings company. So now Nielsen does both television and radio ratings, and they have the full market size based on, you know, whatever arbitrary determinations they do to decide what a market size is. So we're talking about the old media here, and of course we are part of the old media being on radio.
So true. Pittsburgh being the 28th largest radio market.
Okay. All right. That's okay. So it was top 50 and darn close to top 25 per
the
year. Prediction.
Radio market, like, you know, the metro area is almost 2 million people.
So I do want to let you know about Liberty.menu. You want to get the word out about the thing you do. Maybe you do a business. Of course, Chris, you've got Think Penguin.
Absolutely.
And, or maybe you do content creation. Daryl, you've got FPP Radio News and your own podcast and other things that you do. You can put your business or your digital content. And you also do digital content, Chris. You've got your own video show called Freedom Decrypted. It's a tech show at freedomdecrypted.com.
Yes.
You go to liberty.menu, and you can add all that stuff that you do to liberty.menu so other libertarians get to find out what you do. And maybe they'll buy your thing or watch your production or listen to your show if they know it exists. And liberty.menu is the way they can find out that it exists. There is no better system. There have been attempts at this in the past. There have been lackluster attempts at doing a site like liberty.menu. This is a great site. It's easy to use, and it's free. So get on over there, liberty.menu. Only, though, if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force. If you're a person who agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, this site is for you. If not, forget what I just told you. So anyway, more coming up here. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Let's go to the phones and to the fun in the news, or in light of the news, that Pittsburgh, now the largest city, number 28 by market size, according to Nielsen, that does not have a daily print newspaper. The writing, so to speak, is on the wall here for the difficulties that newspapers have been having. In fact, a Pew Research Center, before I get to this call that's on this topic, Pew Research found in July that more than half of the largest newspapers in the United States have laid off employees since January of 2017. The study found that 9 of the 16 newspapers nationwide with circulations of 250,000 or more, so the biggest papers, had experienced layoffs during a 16-month period ending in April. Of course, as we've reported for years here on Free Talk Live, it's just been a continual process of downsizing. Remember, we were at breakfast this week, Daryl, and you were looking at the Union Leader,
right,
which is the newspaper out of Manchester here in New Hampshire. It's the largest paper in the state. But it ain't so big physically anymore. I commented on how tiny it seemed when you were looking at it, and it looked like they shrunk the width of the Union Leader, which I don't know when they did that, but I know the Keene Sentinel, which is the one in the town that we live in, they did it a decade ago.
I'm amazed at how small it is. I just remember where I used to live.
It's smaller and it's thinner, meaning that there's not as many pages.
Yeah, I remember where I used to live, a town of... you know, just not much bigger than Keene. And, I mean, the county, nonetheless, was a little bit larger than Keene still, but, or the county, Cheshire County, but it was thick, like really thick. And I can't imagine, like, what are these newspapers doing?
But you were also basically in a suburb of New York City, even though you don't like to admit that it was a suburb of New York City.
West New Jersey. It was as far. I mean, there wasn't even a train. You couldn't even get into New York City without going at least a town over.
Ooh, one whole town.
Well, I understand, but it's
Let's go to the phones here. Your calls and thoughts. We've got Vernon. He's in New Orleans, listening online. Go ahead, Vernon.
So I have a story about the opposite, where one paper, so the Times-Picayune in New Orleans has been publishing for over 100 years plus, And they decided a few years ago that they would go from 7 days to 3 days a week and then have that online presence kind of thing.
Well, I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, the Baton Rouge newspaper, The Advocate, decided, let's go ahead and just start doing a seven-day-a-week paper in New Orleans.
Wait, The Advocate was what, once a week? What were they previously?
The Advocate was only publishing in Baton Rouge. So it had the Baton Rouge market. The Times-Picayune had the New Orleans market.
And so
when the Times-Picayune went 3 days a week, The Advocate moved over and started publishing in both New Orleans and Baton Rouge, which are
completely
different markets.
Oh, that's amazing.
Interesting.
And so they started out in a small space, and now they've actually grown into a really large space. And it's just been amazing to see where things that used to be advertised with the Times-Picayune, now you always see the New Orleans Advocate.
Wow.
So it's just a rare
story. Now, are they printing the same paper in Baton Rouge versus New Orleans, or are there differences?
They share some content, but it's definitely different content, because nobody in New Orleans really cares about what's going on in Baton Rouge and vice versa. It's two completely different markets, even though they're about an hour and a half away.
Now, here on the seacoast of New Hampshire, there's a cluster of newspapers.
Uh-huh.
That they share the same website, Seacoast Online, but there's like seven different newspapers that are part of that cluster.
I didn't know that.
And they largely print the same stuff.
So what you're saying is that what you're saying is that when the service of printing a daily paper left New Orleans, another company came in to fill that service, believing that there was enough business, enough people that wanted to buy newspapers, and you're saying it's worked out for them.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Wow.
There was such pushback when the Times-Picayune decided to do that.
Fascinating.
And so, their leadership is obvious. You Google the Advocate New Orleans, you'll probably see stories about it. But it's just a fact, and neither one of the sites are paywalled. So there's just so much competition that you can actually read the entire thing online for free. But there's so many people that rely on that traditional paper that we have a thriving market now. The Times-Picayune paper is substantially larger when it is published, like on Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, I think.
Friday.
But there's a lot of a lot of stuff, so it's still a surviving. But it's just amazing that it's that this other newspaper in like 2014, 2015 could just come
expanding.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's shocking to me. Are there a bunch of old people that live in New Orleans? I mean, I just don't understand. It seems so counterintuitive.
Well, no, because if you scale it up and your costs go down, they may actually work.
Yeah, but you're only talking about printing costs. You still have to have the costs of delivery. Which,
yeah, but I suspect that a lot of the content, despite what he's saying, is probably shared content, which is
reduce
your costs.
They do have a lot of shared content, but again, a lot of it isn't shared. And if you can even see, if you go to theadvocate.com, you can see how the content is unique. And there's enough unique content in both the New Orleans and the Baton Rouge editions to make it worthwhile to be able to read. So,
Vernon, thanks for sharing that story. I really appreciate it. Very interesting that something like that could even happen these days.
One business model fails doesn't mean every other business model would fail. So,
more coming up. Free Talk Live.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. USA Radio News.
Senator Susan Collins of Maine was one of the few undecided votes regarding Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. She did vote earlier on Friday to end the debate, but the Maine vote will be Saturday. She took to the Senate floor for nearly 45 minutes and at the end announced how she would vote.
My fervent hope is that Brett Kavanaugh will work to lessen the divisions in the Supreme Court, and so that public confidence in our judiciary and our highest court is restored. Mr. President, I will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh.
A Chicago police officer was convicted of second-degree murder on Friday in the 2014 shooting of a teenager that was captured on a dash cam video. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in here toll-free. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about competition in the marketplace in old media, changing the game. And people who are in the old media, in the case of our caller who just called in, Vernon, in New Orleans, he pointed out there's actually a media company, a print media company that expanded at the same time that the Times-Picayune, the longest daily paper, or what was a daily paper, they stopped that in 2012. The Times-Picayune cutting back to 3 days a week from seven. At the same time, another company came in and started printing a seven-day-a-week paper that had already existed in Baton Rouge. They started printing a version for New Orleans. And apparently that same company, I was just looking for updates on that. Like, I'm trying to find an article of, like, how did they do it? You know, because Times-Picayune, the one that cut back, there was an article from last year in December, so just recently, less than a year ago, that they were moving into smaller offices. In fact, I also have another story here from just, I think, yesterday, that the Boston Herald is now moving into smaller offices. So a lot of these papers are downsizing. They're cutting staff. They're moving into cheaper places. I think they're actually moving out of Boston and into a suburb where they can get cheaper rent.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Smaller
actually.
Facility. Yeah, I mean, you've got to do what you've got to do. But it's like these guys are waking up here thinking the problem with being an old business.
They're learning to compete.
Right. Is you get comfortable, right? If you've been in these newspapers, some of them have been around for hundreds of years. They are comfortable doing things the way they've always done them, and because the way they've always done it has always worked. And then all of a sudden, the rules start to change. And before you know it, you wake up, you've got new competition nibbling at you from the internet. Now apparently in New Orleans, you've got new competition coming into town offering a new product, which is amazing.
And one thing that's interesting, I also was reading up on that advocate based out of Baton Rouge. Apparently, they're the largest paper in the entire state of Louisiana.
Now that they have New Orleans?
Servicing not only Baton Rouge and New Orleans, but also Lafayette.
The same company just purchased a, this is new as of earlier this year in April, the company that owns The Advocate purchased a local free weekly, one of those alternative weeklies.
Right.
Just snapped it up. The owner says the purchase is in line with his vision of preserving iconic Louisiana brands. So they're doing, sounds like they're doing great. If they got enough money to just go around and buy up all these other operations and expand. So that's why I'm more interested in, like, what did they do? How did they change their business, you know, fundamentally to make it so they're expanding in a time when it seems like everything else is contracting.
Right.
And old media, print media.
Vernon mentioned
doing something different. That's what it comes
down to.
I
want to know.
They're doing something different.
Right. What is it?
I don't know.
He wants to know what is the thing that is different.
But it's doing something different.
Yeah. That's got to be it.
Sometimes that's it. That's exactly what it is. It's just do something
different.
Well,
Vernon did say they don't have a paywall.
Right. And I'm wondering if that's helping them, because there are some people that on, you know, whatever local newspaper, there's a paywall. Well, I can just pay $1 a month and read everything online, or I can pay $1 a week to get the Sunday delivered to my house. Why should I pay more to get something that winds up creating trash
right.
when I can just read it online for cheaper?
But do you know anybody who actually buys an online newspaper subscription?
I know a couple of people that it would not surprise me if they had a newspaper subscription online for, say, like the New York Times or the L.A. Times or one of the big, huge newspapers, just because there's certain content that will get published there that doesn't get published elsewhere.
Does anybody out there actually pay for these online newspapers? I mean, there are people who are doing it. The New York Times has, like, you know, however many hundreds of thousands.
Right. Now, I remember we talked not too long ago about how much money they brought in from their online revenue.
You know, I have to wonder if they're not doing something, like, really obvious. For example, there's a huge percentage of the population, apparently, is using ad blockers nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if they are tweaking their ads to get their advertisements through the ad blockers, so they have a greater percentage of advertising than anybody else.
Yeah.
And there's
I wonder what percentage of people are using ad block.
Well, it's something like, I don't know, it's something over 60%, I think.
60?
It's something insane, yeah.
Wow.
And you guys, you can double check me on that, because I could be wrong, but I believe that's what it is. It's something like really, really high now. And it's interesting because most of these companies I've noticed are just putting up, like they're trying to prevent you from accessing the site if you have an ad blocker, unless you disable an ad blocker. But what's interesting is if your ads are not obnoxious and abusive, basically, to the viewer, you don't have that problem. And so I have to wonder if maybe they're simply
getting creative
and, you know, basically not being abusive to their, you know, customers or their viewers.
Maybe we ought to actually go look at their website and see what are they doing differently here. In fact, I can compare it to...
So I just found the website for the parent companies.
Okay.
Or the parent company of The Advocate. It's George's Media Group, and when you click on our team...
As in the name George, not Georgia.
George's. Right. Okay. The word George with an S, George's.
Oh, George.
Apparently, the owner, John Georges, is listed first under our team. So it sounds like it's just a small family company that is making it work.
More efficient.
I love a good success story.
That's what it is, being more efficient.
I love a good success story in a downtime like this. It's really interesting.
They also sponsor Lemonade Day, Louisiana.
Whereas here in Keene, this little town of 23,000 or city of 23,000
here. It's a town.
They believe they're a city. But this particular town, I did an article
money like it's a city.
Back in 2013. So now 5 years ago, actually, since this article came out, titled Sentinel Locks Down Web Content as Circulation Sharply Declines. According to, because newspapers, in order to sell their advertising, have to be able to claim a certain circulation rate, right? So they have to know, at minimum, how many people have the newspaper in their hands, or they believe have them in their hands, on a daily basis.
Mm. Yep.
And so there are companies, third-party auditors, that come in to create that number for the paper, because you don't just want to believe what the paper says. There's actually an auditor that gets hired to come in and, you know, verify and validate the claims, supposedly. And in this case, it's the Alliance for Audited Media, a.k.a. the Audit Bureau of Circulations, which shows that the Sentinel's paid daily average circulation numbers were seriously down in just the last 5 years. And this was as of 2013. So it would be interesting to get another update here 5 years later and find out what they are now. But in 2013, their average paid circulation was 8,874, which is down more than 26% from 2008 when it was 12,119. And in 2003, so 5 years prior to that, it was 13,998, and then 10 years prior, in 1993, it was 15,704. So they're paid
most households then
in the Keene. Well, yeah probably delivered a little outside of Keene too, but you know, like to the surrounding towns. But I mean, that's a huge drop. I mean, we're talking about a 43% drop in 20 years.
You know what amazes me is that what the Keene Sentinel does is they have when you go to the site, they limit the number of views, right? So you can view maybe like five articles.
Unless you do a private browser, in which case you get around it.
Right. Well, but you know what? That just blows my mind, because the advertising, if I'm not mistaken, pays more than what they're going to make from revenue from sales
for
subscription, from what I understand. Yeah,
for digital. Digital advertising pays more?
My understanding is that's the case, yeah.
I don't know.
So it's kind of weird that, you know, an entity, a newspaper would, you know, reduce the number of views. And this has always been the argument. There has been an argument in newspapers of whether or not to let everybody access it freely because advertising pays more, or
lock it down.
Lock it down.
Right.
And, you know, obviously the argument for locking it down is, well, you know, it's this mindset that, you know, we'll get more money from the users that
do they really?
But they only get a fraction. It's like a 1% or something insanely small.
Obviously, it can work when you don't lock it down. That's what the advocate is proving in New Orleans. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Maybe you have worked in newsroom and you can tell us, you know, about the bloodbaths that are happening out there. Again, Boston Herald in the news this week for moving out of their old offices in Boston. More coming up here and also firing some people as well. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. AnyPay.Global.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community, Horizen.global.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free. Coming up, Texas police have confiscated a political sign. We'll tell you what was on it and what all the hubbub's about. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And you're invited to join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got our Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open and available to you over at Discord.lrn.fm. You know, Blink is a great home security system because not only is it affordable, but it actually also works, and it's HD, and it's wireless, so you don't have to deal with running wires through walls or along ceilings or however it is you would do a wired install of a home security system. You just unbox the Blink system, you pop the batteries in that are included, and then you put up the cameras wherever you want them. Just go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours. The slash FTL part gets you 15% off, so don't forget it. blinkprotect.com/FTL. You monitor your cameras from anywhere you want. You get notices whenever something happens in front of them during the times you specify. Anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions. And Blink works with Alexa because Blink is an Amazon company. blinkprotect.com/FTL. Like Free Talk Live. All right, so we continue here a little bit more on these newspapers cutting back, cutting down, and ultimately on a path to, you know, extinction, it seems like, in most cases. Although, as we just found out, there's a company called The Advocate or a paper called The Advocate in New Orleans that seems to be bucking the trend. The Boston Herald's journalists knew they were in for a rough ride, this from their competitor at the Boston Globe, when renowned cost-cutter Digital First Media acquired the paper in March. You got to be a pretty ballsy or foolish person to purchase a newspaper in this day and age.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems like a crazy move. But nonetheless, they did it. They offered jobs to 175 employees initially, down from 240 in December. That part was well telegraphed during the Herald's bankruptcy process. I hadn't heard that the Herald was bankrupt, so that's why they got sold off. The cuts continued, either by layoff or attrition. By the start of September, the newspaper staff had shrunk to roughly half of its size at the end of last year. Talk about a bloodletting. The hammer fell again this Thursday with another 14 employees informed they would lose their jobs. Donna Marks, local president of the union that affects most of the employees, said a few were told to go immediately, and the rest will leave in two waves by December. She said most were the newsroom, two photographers, a web employee, editor-in-chief, the editor-in-chief's assistant, and six copy editors. Four people from the ad department are also being let go. Roughly 100 workers will remain after the dust settles. So down from 240 to 100. Much of the copy editing work heads to DFM employees in Denver, and ad sales increasingly will be handled out of Lowell, Massachusetts, where they own the Lowell Sun. Meanwhile, what's left of the tabloid team heads south from Seaport to Braintree by year's end. Printing has long been outsourced, first to the Boston Globe, then to the Providence Journal. The company's top Boston area managers would probably say these cuts are about ensuring the Herald's long-term survival. Yet another painful downturn in print ad sales is sweeping across the industry, and nearly everyone is scrambling to control costs, including the Globe. Print circulation is also dwindling as readership moves online. The Herald, for example, sells only about 40,000 copies a day now, and they don't give us a comparison of what they sold in the past. But regardless, yet another cost-cutting measure at yet another major newspaper that was in bankruptcy and got snatched up. We're going to see this story over and over again. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. In related news, this is another one I've had sitting in the inbox. Playboy stripping down, as the New York Post puts it in their headline. Down to 4 issues per year in 2019.
Wow, really?
Playboy's going to be a quarterly publication.
Right. Huh.
Now, maybe you didn't already know. I didn't. But apparently Playboy is already at 6 issues per year. So they've already cut back.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, they've already cut back by half.
I honestly couldn't tell you the last time I even looked at a Playboy.
I would have probably been like 5 or 6 years old or something like that. I remember sliding one around on the school bus. We had, back when, go to school on the school bus,
you
could slide things under the seats. So some dude brought a Playboy in, and we were sliding it back and forth on the bus and checking it out. But I don't remember looking at Playboy. I'm sure I've seen one since then, but that's the most memorable time. According to the story here at the New York Post, they will become a quarterly magazine in 2019. And apparently they're planning to open a club in New York. The re-entry into the brick-and-mortar club business is the brainchild of Chief Executive Ben Cohn, who's trying to rebrand the empire founded by Hugh Hefner for the 21st century. And then they go on to brag about their new offices and all that. Apparently they brought back the nudity. I remember seeing a few years ago the headline. I think we talked about it here on Free Talk Live.
They got criticized for it, and then they dropped it. And it's like, well, wait a minute. What do your customers want, right? Like,
right.
I'm pretty sure that was what they wanted.
That's the reason.
The problem. People
it ain't
don't,
the articles.
People aren't listening
right?
to their customers. They're listening to, like, some left-wing
activists.
And it's like, they're not your customers. Why are you listening to them?
Well, Cooper Hefner, the son of the magazine founder, announced the move to bring back nudity. This is actually an old story from February of 2017. That's when they made this announcement. They published, he says, quote, "I'll be the first to admit that the way in which the magazine portrayed nudity was dated, but removing it entirely was a mistake," he said. They published their first non-nude issue in March 2016, and then prior to that had launched a Safe for Work Playboy Now app, but as of March 2017, nudity is back with Playboy. Now, apparently it wasn't enough to save them and keep them from going six issues per year, and now 4.
I wonder how that Safe for App actually, has it succeeded or has it failed? Because I suspect it's not here anymore.
Yeah. I mean, how many people actually, this is the old joke about Playboy, right? Like, who reads Playboy? Apparently some people do, because there are articles in Playboy. But I guess
there are, and they're actually not necessarily that bad. I have actually read Playboy articles.
You, the gay man, has read the Playboy articles. So that's who's reading Playboy.
But
the gay guys.
I mean, no, but seriously, they actually did have people really writing stories and stuff for Playboy.
And no, they're sort of known for good journalism, from what I've heard.
The journalism wasn't bad. It's just obviously that's not what attracted their audience.
How they built
the
brand.
Right. So
anyway, those are some updates for you on the latest, failures, because the magazine industry's had the same difficulties. We haven't talked about it as much because, for whatever reason, they don't get heralded when they fail as often. But,
didn't Time basically go all digital not too long ago?
Newsweek or Time? It was one of your...
Went all digital? Really?
Yeah, there was one of them.
One of them did.
I'm sure it wasn't Newsweek. It was probably Newsweek.
You'll have to check
that
one.
I'm not positive which one it was.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a biggie. One of the big newsy publications had gone completely digital, and that was a couple years back. And there was, I remember, a story about the printers of these magazines losing out big time and scaling back. And so, like, there are fewer and fewer actual printing houses or manufacturing facilities to actually print these magazines at. So the whole industry as a whole is contracting. And if you're working in that industry, man, good luck.
Newsweek, back in 2012, story from Reuters, after 79 years in print, Newsweek goes digital only.
And they're still there. I mean, they haven't gone out of business since.
So I've actually known the printing industry. Some of them have actually gone out of business. So
that's what I'm talking about. The printers themselves.
Yeah.
Because they don't have enough business coming in
right
to sustain them, so they're consolidating and selling and
I know a magazine, 2600,
the Hacker Quarterly,
the Hacker Quarterly, they had a problem where they were publishing at one printer, and they took the money, and like 3 months, and I guess the way it works is somehow they get the money back or something. Like, I guess the money comes in through them. Like, anyway, so they were like 3 months behind, and like basically the publisher took, or the printer, I guess, took their money, and so they didn't have money to actually operate.
Wow.
Like, to come out with the next issue, and they had to find another printer, and I guess the way it worked is something to the effect of, I guess the printer like distributed the magazine, and then they collected the money for it, and they never relayed the money back, to the magazines. And so they did this. They basically stole everybody who they were printing. They were going out of business, they took all the money from all of their
an exit scheme.
Everybody who was printing with them.
So the big news for Time, they're no longer part of Time Warner.
Oh, they spun them off.
Warner Media.
I didn't even know it was ever part of Time Warner.
Time Warner.
It's in the name.
Time Magazine?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were the Time
Warner.
No,
though, right?
It didn't start as Time Warner.
They combined.
Okay. That was a merger.
Right.
It spun off and is now owned by the Meredith Corporation, which is a company that I've never heard of.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. We're going to talk about a political sign getting stolen by the police. Why? What's their excuse? We'll tell you about the sign coming up here in moments. It happened in Texas, by the way. Hour 3's next, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.